Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Praise the Lores podcast. And welcome back to the program, people. This is Praise the Lores with the 40th episode of the Praise the Lores podcast. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back again. A lot of personal drama happening, a lot of personal things happening to where I have not been able to get back into this, but we're back now and better than ever, hopefully. Like I said, this is the 40th edition of the podcast. Hard to believe that I got 40 episodes down, but here we are. And we, this week, are going to be speaking about the Black Slim Shady. Now, what is the Black Slim Shady, you ask? Well, that is a song by rapper Game, who dropped his new 31-song album, Drillmatic Heart vs. Mind, this past Friday. And this is the one song particularly getting a lot of attention because of its perceived Eminem diss. Now, I have listened to the album. I have not listened to the song yet. I have heard and saw some of the lyrics and stuff, so I'm waiting to see how it's going to sound and be. But before we get to that, I kind of want to go through a quick history of kind of where their history is, Game and Eminem. Now, the Game, if you have never heard of him, is a rapper from Compton, from California, who came up around 2004, 2005 with G-Unit, which was with 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks, Young Buck, Tony Ayo. And he joined them. And he released his debut album, The Documentary, in 2005 with hits that you probably know of, How We Do, Hate It or Love It, which Hate It or Love It has been considered a modern hip-hop classic and definitely in my eyes. The Documentary is honestly one of my favorite albums growing up, believe it or not. The production was great from Dr. Dre, the rapping was good, the features. So where does Eminem come into this? So obviously, Eminem affiliated with Dr. Dre and 50 Cent, and Game was on Aftermath, which Eminem was also on Aftermath. So flashback to going back to the documentary. One of the songs, which I believe was the 14th track on the documentary, was called We Ain't, and they collaborated on that song. I'm going to play a quick snippet of it to kind of just go on the relationship from what it seems like in my eyes. This is one snippet from We Ain't. Load the Dre on the phone quick, tell him M just killed me on my own shit. I'm walking through 8 miles, starting to get homesick. I'ma do shady numbers, I'm riding my own dick. Yeah, so that was back in 2005, basically saying M's verse before his second verse on this song, he killed it, kind of referencing Nas's Ether. So there, obviously there was love there, but then there was beef between 50 Cent and Game. 50 basically saying that he ghost wrote a lot of the documentary, Game fighting back, and then I remember this whole press conference thing where they were quote-unquote made up, and it was just, you know, and then for years they just kept trading shots and shots and shots, and, you know, here and there they still trade shots. But, you know, it's made for a pretty entertaining beef through hip-hop because, you know, not that many beefs seem to happen as much anymore. But that's one little brief history. Obviously, they didn't collaborate anymore because M was going to take 50 side and vice versa, blah, blah, blah. You know the deal. But the Game still kept his love for Eminem always. And that in this song, there's another snippet where he pays homage to Eminem again, just by name dropping him. The Game has been known to basically name drop all these people. That's kind of been his MO. But here is another snippet. This song is crazy. This was released in 2009. It was with Gucci Mane and Timbaland. And here is the snippet again. That came in Tim, yeah, baby. She like Eminem, try to do Slim Shady. Game clearly respects M, clearly admires him enough to consistently mention him in a good amount of his songs. Now, I personally think Game is a very good rapper. I think he comes really good with the production, a really good flow, and he kind of goes with the times almost. Like, he's pretty good on a lot of beats. Like, a lot of his albums I love. Like, Documentary, I said, was great. Doctor's Advocate was good. LAX had moments. Red Album had moments. Documentary, too. Jesus Peace was a really good album. And, you know, he would always do the on and off retirement stuff, but that just, you know, to, I guess, promote himself. He's always kind of just been that dude. And I have respect for him too. He was actually one of the first celebrities to follow me on my old Twitter account. So I got big ups for him there. I got respect for him there. And, yeah, so, going back to this, so he obviously in 2009 mentions that. Then he drops Year of the Wolf, Blood Moon Year of the Wolf, which is a compilation, I think, from his label at the time. And again, he mentions Eminem once more. And here is another snippet. This song is called Bigger Than Me, which I think is a really good song. But here he is name dropping M again. Yeah, so clearly he's got the, you know, the old school Eminem with the chainsaw back with the 99-2000 Eminem. So, you know, there's love there. But then, you know, and even in interviews, he goes on interviews and talks about M. I have a couple of clips here from when he talked about, this was, I would say this was back in 2010. When Recovery came out. So here's Game talking about how he felt about Recovery and then talking about his respect for Eminem.
Another question. Game, what do you think of Recovery?
Classic. I love it.
Yeah. M's back?
Eminem is Eminem. He's, if you notice in hip-hop, Eminem is the only rapper that nobody ever wants a problem with, including myself, man. Eminem is, like, the most lyrically insane. Even when I was going at 50 and, you know, and... You know, me and Dre wasn't seeing eye to eye, man. I stayed away from the white dude, you know.
Stayed away from the white dude until now. This was 12 years ago. Just, it's crazy to kind of think that he said, I'm not going to go after him, you know, even after his shit with 50 and Dre. But as the years have gone on, the more criticism of Eminem has happened through online forums, Twitter, Reddit, whatever, you name it. And so Game, seeing as if, you know, his career's kind of gone down, although he's had some really good features here and there. Like, he had a really good feature on Russ's Chomp 2 project. He had a decent feature on Logic's Vinyl Days. So he was coming out with shit. And he's been promoting this album. It was supposed to drop a couple times, and it was delayed. Through according to him, it was like sample clearances, stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, he's always put in work. He's always done that whole, like I said before, the whole retirement shit. But, you know, it's to keep his name. But to me, right here, Drillmatic, just to give some praise to the album, 31 songs, almost 2 hours. If you could stomach to listen to some artists, the whole, like a whole 2 hours of an album, which is what I did. I listened to it. I enjoyed it. It had a lot of good songs. Again, Game is pretty good with the times and kind of collaborating and kind of working with beats and just kind of going along with the trends nowadays. He linked up with Hit-Boy on this one, and Hit-Boy's been on a string of really good projects, especially ones with Nas, had one with Benny the Butcher. You name it. Hit-Boy is, you know, he produced Paris for Kanye and Jay. You name it. So that's good name company to be with. It was a solid project for a 31-song album, believe it or not. But I'll give that praise. But I just, you know, I haven't listened to the song yet, so I don't know what I'm getting myself into. I waited because once I saw this, I'm like, you know, it's been a minute since I've done the podcast, and I've been, you know, I what perfect time than to do this, than to kind of react to it almost. But before we get into the song, he did, so this kind of started this whole Eminem thing with a little press run for Drillmatic. He went on the Drink Champs podcast and started kind of wanting to do a versus with Eminem, you know, versus where the artists go against each other. It started during the pandemic with Swiss Beatz and Timbaland, and it's actually done really well. So M, he wanted to do one with M Game, and this is him talking on the Drinks Champs podcast about basically just Eminem and how he feels currently now.
Nah, hey, look, man, Eminem is Eminem, and I like Eminem. He's one of the fucking good MCs, great MCs. Right. He raps fella, you know what I'm saying? Ficky, right. Ficky, Ficky. He do all that shit, Eminem. Right. And I used to think Eminem was better than me.
So what you saying right now?
He's not. Challenge it.
Game, you don't want to go versus against
yes,
Eminem.
Yes, I do. What do you mean? Yeah, I do. The fuck you mean? So what you trying to say? Hey, let's just say what you trying to say. You trying to say that I don't want to head on fate with the white man?
No, I just want to stay on some drama. That's all.
It's not drama.
I have the quotes that were not in that. It's not drama. Swiss and Tim know that it's bigger than Versus. I'm not saying I want smoke with M. I'm saying I want smoke with M, him, and him, whoever. Basically saying that I'll go against whoever. Not scared. I respect that, but it's kind of contradicting himself from the years prior, where he's like, "I ain't going after him. I've never gone after him." So it's kind of just like, I don't know. Maybe like again, like how he goes with the times with music. Maybe he's going with the times with the internet, and kind of just going along with the hate for one of the greatest rappers of all time. You know, his current. You know, I have my critiques of M's current shit lately. It's not the best, but you go back to the classics, and it's just, you know, you can't say that he didn't do anything for hip hop. So, but if Game is trying to gain traction for himself, kind of just keep it out there for a little while. Good for him, I guess. You know, I guess use Eminem's name for clout. That's what we do nowadays, anyway. So, But again, part of me thinks he's going along more with the culture of the internet trolls and the lack of respect for what M has brought to hip hop, regardless of skin color. If you got the talent, you got the talent. But you know, that's where we are in this. We are going to listen to the Black Slim Shady now. Now, let's see if this can get uploaded. I'm really hoping it can. If not, then the audio will probably be gone, you know. But again, I'm here to entertain. Hopefully this is for entertainment purposes. I hope you guys know it's for entertainment purposes. Spotify, whoever, you know, when this gets uploaded, it's for entertainment purposes. And here we go. The Black Slim Shady, my first time listening to it. I'm probably in for a doozy, so here we go.
Hey, Grandma. Yeah, I'm still out making my Uber runs. I'll be home soon. I just got one more pickup, kind of close to 8 Mile. Okay. Love you, too.
I want to pause for a sec. This beat sounds really fucking awesome so far. So that's that sounded really good. Let's keep listening.
Hi, I'm the Black Slim Shady. Sick in the brain, sick is the day that I came. Hennessy running through my veins. I load up the clip and aim. Sick of you niggas talking like you won't get wet in the rain. Now I'm singing Frank Ocean and you get hit with this Novocaine. Sick and tired of niggas, bitches and critics, they all the same. Lame games, they playing lying. Trying me for my name, I stick my dick in your podcast. Tell a bitch on the show just to lick the tip, it's ridiculous. She watching it grow. Cross-sided crosshairs on my enemies. If you cross the street, you run into me. Crash into a light bulb. Now you calling out the driver's side like it's in the B. And me, I'm finna be on a jet to the Philippines. Spill the beans, kick the Kool-Aid over, tell God don't intervene. While I'm smashing Saweetie, pussy to smithereens. It's the G-A, Ficky Ficky M. Pay my face, I'm him. Putting this big black dick in your Skims. I don't think they know who they fucking with. Pull that truck around, niggas, it's ducking clips. Hi, I'm the black Slim Shady.
I kind of like that he's doing like the "Hi, my name is" part. The first verse is, it doesn't really sound like he's kind of going at him. It's almost like he's talking more about like flows and shit. Like it's kind of like he's going at like M's flows and stuff. Like it's game, sick in the brain, sick as the day that I came. Hennessy running through my veins, I load up the clip and aim. Sick of you dudes talking like you won't get wet in the rain. It sounds like Eminem, almost like biting an Eminem flow or just paying homage. I don't know if it doesn't sound like a diss so far, but, you know, we're getting into verse two now. So let's go back to that and see where Game leads us into.
Dre in my basement last night. I was wasted last night. I went apeshit last night. Chopped his body up and forgot where I placed it last night. Had a slice of humble pie. I couldn't taste it last night. Lost my taste and my smell. I got a Marion. Me and Dr. Fauci went to Crazy Girls and then we got our party on. So fee, fi, fum, I'm with 40 going dumb. Not E40, the other 40. I'm with Canadians at Drake House. Having a steakout. And I'm so tired of ordering takeout. What's beef? Beef is when you tell a chef to bring them steaks out. So let's play house with the Dracos and the AR. Stay the fuck up off of Stanley Grass. Take a shit in they yard. And my dick stay hard when I see Lizzo on the internet. Another BBL. My dick get little on the internet.
There's some Slim Shady in there. You know, the first part here where he says, I killed Dr. Dre in my basement last night. Clearly a nod to the real Slim Shady where he talks about nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. So... again, more so paying homage. It's not really beef to me. This doesn't seem like a diss. So, but, I mean, this verse, the first part of the verse I really liked. I killed Dr. Dre in my basement last night. I was wasted last night. I went apeshit last night. Chopped his body up and forgot where I placed it last night. Had a slice of humble pie. I couldn't taste it last night. Lost my taste and my smell, I got Omarion. Me and Dr. Fauci went to Crazy Girls and then we got our party on. I like that verse so far. That beginning of the verse is really dope. But again, I'm not hearing any disses right now. It just seems more of an homage song right now. But here we go. We're going to keep continuing. We still got, mentioned this song is 10 minutes and 25 seconds. So we got a little while too. So.
My intellect is NFTs and cryptos. I can never be a crypto. I tiptoe with my red rag around 6-0s.
Chuck?
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's get you out the rain.
Good looking. How's your night?
Okay, we got a beat switch and another another interlude. Interesting. Kind of wanted to see where this goes.
Come on, bro. Starter cat, that shit hard as fuck.
Crazy story behind it. My brother Stan, rest in peace.
Oh, so we got Matthew Mitchell here. Paying homage to Stanley Mitchell, obviously from Stan, and then Matthew Mitchell with his brother, which M mentioned in Bad Guy from MMLP2. So again, more of the homage thing. So let's keep this going.
22 years ago.
See that shit for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Oh shit, this motherfucker autographed and everything. Who signed it for you?
Eminem. He used to be like this rap god. Man, me and my brother praised him. That's when I was little. I don't really like any of his new stuff.
Preach, you know, a lot of the new stuff is not really good. Revival is hot garbage, but, you know, let's keep listening.
Whoa, wait, I know where we're going. Wait, why do you have a good... Hey, man, I'm driving, I'll get you there. Wait, I'll take you, I'm a fan. It's cool, too, man. You don't need to do this. Okay.
Yo, come on, man.
All right.
Drive.
Dre. All I got is my word, my dick and my Mac 10. One thing you can never have is my motherfucking black skin. This ain't no suit that I wore. This ain't a mansion to hang in black. This ain't no stupid award. So, oh, he goes platinum and, oh, I'm on the map with him. He got all the blackest.
A little Lose Yourself flow there. Again, paying homage. Doesn't really seem more diss to me, but, you know, maybe... Beauty is in the eye of the beholder in terms of the music listener. But for me, it's not sounding like a diss, but, you know, we'll keep it going. Maybe he's got bars left in this that will make it seem different.
Wants to be African me. Left for dead on the doctor's advocate. Dre never executive produced it. I just imagined it. Oh, here goes the magic tricks. Candy shops and the magic stick. D'Angelo baby got in shape to whip your ass again. You depressed, you just masking it. You pop an Adderall, a Vicodin, and an aspirin. But the math wasn't mathin' it. So pass me the torch, cause the torture in my mind with the voice that defied rhymes will force the blind eye to see that I was in the white Rolls Royce with 5'9"s when you was pretending to be the white Royce, the 5'9". I just crossed the fine line. Mike just forced the white.
Honestly, that D'Angelo Bailey line was hard. I remember that from Brain Damage. I guess that's a, you know, that's a diss towards him, basically saying that your high school bully got back in shape again and he's going to kick your ass again. And then going at him with the depression and then the whole, the, you know, him being a pill addict and everything. So, and then calling him the white Royce the 5'9". I mean, it's bad meets evil, so I mean, you know, take it as is, but I don't know. Yeah, okay.
To call D12 so he can be the pork that grinds swine. And the biggest rap in Detroit, that award is Sean Don. So uncork the Chardonnay and stick my fork in.
Sean, Big Sean is good. I don't know if he's the best rapper from Detroit, but he's good. All right.
I never heard you in a club. I never heard you in a bar. 11 albums and 10 never got play inside of my car. I'd rather listen to Snitch 9 like 69 times and participate in 69s with 69 nuns than listen to you. You're a Karen. Call the cops. Tell him it's a black man on your block with a Glock and he got a cock. And the tattoos on his face is a star and a teardrop. He's standing on a teal drop and he says he can feel Pac in the air like Phil Collins. Listen to him. He's still wildin'.
Ah, Epstein's chasing me around Epstein Island. So silence.
I kind of like that. Seems like a Slim Shady bar with the Epstein Island with the Jeffrey Epstein shit. That's pretty funny.
Nothing rhymes with orange. So 50 50 Slim Shady, please stand up. Shoot the fade with me. I love to put these hands up. I could 40 Glock you unarmed. Drop the world on your head with one arm. This Slim Haley's with me and she's unharmed for now.
God, I'm really scared.
These is the deepest secrets.
There's the Haley mention. You know, that's probably always going to get M involved into something. He really wants him to respond, clearly. Mentioning Haley is always going to get M's ears, you know, hearing and everything. You know, it took MGK talking about him and talking about Haley for M to respond. I mean, it was years later, but he still did it. But all right, so Game really coming with that.
And I be on defense cause G's ain't supposed to fold up. With all the facades I hold up inside of my mind, I froze up. I'm cold as COVID, Ebola, the Spanish flu and Corona. The Zika virus, pneumonia is deep inside my persona. On each side of my shoulders is demons chasing Jehovah. The renegade or the soldier, I really gave it to Hova. How I feel, 23 years still ain't penetrating the culture. You are not top five in mind, big or five.
So he basically said there that Jay-Z killed him in Renegade. Eminem had the better verse in Renegade. A lot of people say that, too. Even Jay admitted it. So, okay, I mean, I guess you're just saying things to say things now, but all right, keep listening.
No Andre, no Nas, stop telling white lies. Sniff a white line. This the right time. I should night Vanilla Ice. I'm not Mr. Nice Guy. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I'm not Mr. Nice.
I'm Shady from Slim Shady LP. Got the flow there. Nod to that flow.
I'm crazy. Dre, no, I'm crazy. Way to fucking go. You done pissed off Jimmy, Universal, and Interscope. Nope, I got Jimmy, Slim, 50, and Universal, Interscope. Because I'm shady. Shadier than him. I'm crazy. Crazier than Kim. So when the bat signal goes up and the clouds above the buildings, I hope you live long enough to see heroes turn into villains. Or you think I'm a joker? Well, riddle me this. You love your mother? Well, I'm cleaning out your closets for you and your half brother. And I told you when I was in Detroit, I wanted to go to 8 Mile. Cause when I was little, to get some M&Ms, I had to walk 8 miles. But you wouldn't leave the studio. Your life is on loop. That's why I'm doggy in style. Cause niggas rather bump Snoop. And I'm a lyrical 50 cal. Leave his brains all thin when the games all end. Then the chainsaw ring, ring. Hello?
He loves the chainsaw part of Eminem because this is like the second or third time I've really heard him do this. So, you know, okay, continue.
Page and Dr. Dre, he ain't got a lot to say, but since Curtis always do, let him write the rhymes for you. Tell him to clip the wings on my butterfly tat and force him back in the cocoon. Or does he still rap? Or did he have a change of heart too? The chick on the show.
Okay, he's going back at 50 with the ghostwriting claims, basically saying, you know, 50 always has something to say, which 50 always does have something to say about everything. That's just kind of him. But with the ghostwriting claims, really, man? All right, you know, let's, you know, whatever.
Picking me and Mariah wasn't picking you. So the cannons is blam blam. And if it jammed, then I unjam it. And wipe down my stripper pole with the hair grease from your bandana. You wish you was Santana or Cam in them 10 J's. Do rag for 10 years and never had one wave. And I was that runaway slave that they buried in that one grave. And some say he would be back to haunt Slim Shady one day. Now I'm here, hope you're ready. This is not mom's spaghetti. This your dad was 22 when he ate Lil Debbie. He takes the cake. Cause she was only 15, so how could one not sympathize with her having you as a teen? She had to lose herself in a moment, give up her dreams, just to see her son out here.
Okay, going a little deep and personal into, you know, his upbringing with his mom and everything, and his dad. You know, but nothing, I guess he, you know, with beefs is beefs. And okay, he's throwing some shots at, you know, people kind of already know, but, you know, going a little more personal, it seems, in this kind of attack. But, you know, it is what it is again.
Like a wigger in jeans, little Marshall Mathers. Mad because nobody thinks that little Marshall matters. That sentiment's hard to gather. Let's get this shit all together. The picture was ripped, I fixed it, but none with me, you and 50. Let's stitch this shit all together. You like it, Slim? I made it just for you. I even kidnapped Stan's brother and baited him there for you. But you'll just say no. Probably leave us in the blistering cold. God made you damn near perfect. He just missed your soul. You ain't a shell of who you used to be. And after you, it's me on a Uzi spree like it's two of me. And Matthew's there now. It's just you and me. The sweatpants, the dad hat, do-rag, and no jewelry. Is that cultural appropriation? Ask Paul if it's even appropriate for me to make that statement. Rude of me. How your date went? Did you re-dye your beard or get another facelift or do shrooms in your mom's basement until you nod and see spaceships and the aliens inside it come and tell you your talent's wasted? Then you
He obviously is biting the Stan flow from the last verse, saying some stuff with the cultural appropriation stuff. But, you know, a lot of people who love Eminem and the hip-hop culture kind of give him a pass on the, I don't know. I mean, he grew up around it. I don't know. Really just throwing that out. It took you 12, almost 20 years to kind of say all this shit, yet you were giving him his praises and shit, all these other, I don't know.
You ain't shit. I know you fiending for a Dr. Dre basic. How ironic. And add it in the basement. And now I chronic. Because I didn't had it with the fake shit. You never understood Ebonics or Cadence. I press everything like a weight bench. And every time the plate hits, you offer another playlist. Sorry it ain't working out. Niggas shooting Billy Blaze. It's my winning speech. While I'm here, I should really thank MGK, UGK, Tech 9, Uzi Spray. My other 12 personalities wasn't really in the mood today. Hi, kids, here's some fun. Let's all say nigga once. Crashed the car, hit and run. Jumped out, hit the gun. Your fans want a rap guy? Well, fuck it. I'ma give him one. I came to put Slim in the box, but he already living one. Mr. Shady, don't be shady. Pick that pen up, don't be lazy. Call up Dre and get that Dre beat. Jump off stage if shit get crazy. Mr. Shady, don't be shady. Pick that pen up, don't be lazy. Call up Dre and get that Dre beat. Jump off stage if shit get crazy.
The rest of the song rides out, looks like, with an instrumental. My first reactions are, I mean, he throws some shots in, but shots that it's not like you already haven't heard. Instrumentally, it's great. Bar-wise, it's good. I mean, Game steps himself up, it seems. To me, it's just it's paying homage to a rap legend. And I guess he's just more so he wants the battle rap aspect of this. He wants them to kind of respond. Personally, who knows if he will? I mean, M responded to MGK's Rap Devil. And Rap Devil, I didn't think Rap Devil was good either. I don't know. This just didn't seem like a diss to me. He was just kind of saying a lot of the things that internet trolls and kind of like a lot of people have said. I mean, I like the fact that he was kind of switching flows up. You know, my name is Real Slim Shady. I'm Shady. Lose Yourself. Stan. So, I mean, that was cool. And I don't know. It doesn't seem like it was a diss. He had like, again, the Black Slim Shady going into the wacky zany shit. Like going back to the second verse with the Fauci stuff and the, I don't know. I don't find this to be a diss. That's just me, though. It was just a lot of the regular shit that you hear that people critique Eminem about. So, I don't know. I don't find it a diss, but I do find it to be a pretty decent song. I'm not going to lie there. I actually thought it was a pretty decent song. 10.5 minutes for a quote-unquote diss track might be a little bit much, but, you know, it's neither here nor there. But, honestly, yeah, just to me it wasn't a diss. But, you know, if Game wants to get the album played and everything from, you know, radio plays, shit like that, and, you know, get talked about, this is a perfect way to do it. Eminem's name always brings clout, no matter who's talking about him. I mean, if M responds, he's not going to make Game switch genres like fucking MGK did. And MGK has been god fucking awful in the pop punk game, and everyone said that too. So it's not like MGK has anywhere to belong in music now. And it sucks because when MGK first came up, he had potential. He had really good songs. And I don't know. But, you know, Game's been here long enough. He kind of knows the whole beef. He's beefed with everybody. 50 Cent, Jay-Z, you name it. But again, to me, not a diss. Just a good song. Just kind of wanting M to kind of do the battle rap stuff. And, you know, who knows? Maybe M will do it. Maybe not. But overall, I enjoyed the song. You heard it here. Hopefully they'll let me keep the audio. If not, go listen to the Black Slim Shady. And if you really want to indulge yourself into listening to a 2-hour album, go listen to Drillmatic Heart Versus Mind. Actually has some pretty decent tracks on it. Good features. He's got Kanye West. He has Ice-T on the intro. Like I said, you got Kanye, you got Roddy Ricch, ASAP Rocky, Favio Foreign, you name it. And that is today's podcast, everybody. Hope you give it a listen. Hope you enjoyed my commentary on this. This was something different for me to do. I enjoyed this, and hopefully you do too. This was the Game's Black Slim Shady, and, you know, kind of tell me how you feel about it. I'll leave something on my socials and we can discuss it, or just, you know, we'll go from there. All right. And everybody just keep on listening.